And I'm pleased to say that we have the lovely Paul Bridland from The Best of Guildford in the studio, and he's come to talk to me about The Best of Guildford and also the fantastic Guildford Means Business event that took place yesterday at GLive. Paul, welcome.
Hi, Danny. Nice to see you.
Tell us all about it.
Well, it was a great success. I mean, we're still getting emails through at the moment. We've got 10 bookings for next year already, so we're absolutely
already. Yeah, that's
already
incredible.
Today, yeah. 10 bookings. Yeah, I was at a BNI meeting at 6:30 this morning. 10 bookings.
Wow. I have to say, I was there myself and it was genuinely buzzing and there was such a great positive vibe.
Yeah, I think we've changed the venue, as you know. We were at the Spectrum last year, and I mean, the Spectrum's a great place, but for the purposes of the show, moving it to GLive has certainly upped the ante. It's in the centre of town. It's a very modern, nice building, and I just think it's raised the whole sort of, you know, the whole thing of the show.
Yeah, I have to say, there were quite a number of people saying to me that they thought GLive was really the perfect venue for a business event like that.
Yeah, and I think they were surprised themselves, actually. They came up to us during the day and they couldn't believe how we transformed their thing.
Oh, and I believe that's Paul's mobile going off.
I do beg your pardon. I'll kill it.
Now you can tell we're live on radio. Don't worry.
It's gone. Sorry.
That's all right.
See, we're always on call at the Best of Guildford. Do apologise, everyone.
That's all right. There we go. Exactly. Always on call at the Best of Guildford. There we go. And tell me a little bit about the Best of Guildford.
Well, we are a commercial organisation. We're a franchise, so obviously we need to pay our wages. We're not subsidised, but we are basically about promoting local businesses, and not just local businesses, charities as well, because they're all part of the community. And in order for the site to be of value to the businesses who are on our site, we need to be connecting with the local people. So we have a lot of events on the site, we have special offers, and we're not just commercially driven.
So how did the Best of Guildford get involved with Guildford Means Business?
Well, the show's been going, as you may know, for about 6 years now. We got involved about a year ago with Paul Webster, who's my co-organiser on the show, and obviously couldn't do the show without him. We work very well as a team, and Sally, who works with me. But we got involved last year when it was still running at the Spectrum, and then we moved it this year to GLive.
And what are your aspirations for the future of Guildford Means Business? Because already, I mean, tell me how much bigger it was this year than last year.
The show, last year we had about 75 exhibitors. This year we had almost 117 exhibitors. I think the actual people walking through the door didn't increase hugely, but it did seem very busy. So the people who did come in spent a lot more time in the show. They seemed to be of a much higher caliber. I mean, we had a buying team from McDonald's, for example, that I know some people have done business with. So a very good caliber. More business was done this year, and that's why everyone was so happy, I think. And also the exhibitors.
Yeah, I mean, people I spoke to were just saying, oh, you know, already in the first hour, I've made some serious business contacts and I've already done business.
Yeah,
which
I mean,
was amazing.
We couldn't have asked for more, because our objective was obviously is to do it again. And
in the same place, presumably.
In the same place. And interestingly, the people who have already booked stands, who are dotted throughout the area, all want stands in exactly the same position. So
that's
must have
interesting.
Really worked well for them.
Yeah, no, that is interesting, because that was one thing that Sally had said to me was, you know, it's really important for people to book ahead, but it's also very important for people to consider where their stand is.
Absolutely.
Because that can have an impact. Yeah, exactly.
As they say in the, my wife works for an estate agent.
Right. Oh, location, location, location.
Or situs, as they say in Latin.
Exactly.
So I think that is important. You know, obviously, and booking early, that's where it helps, because if you leave it till the last minute, then obviously you end up in a place that's left over.
The other thing that I found interesting was that you had businesses from far and wide. It wasn't just Guildford businesses. You had businesses from Brooklands Hotel, for instance, just down the road from
here.
Brooklands College. You had businesses from Berkshire, Camberley, you know, quite a way away sort of in theory, and Wimbledon as well.
We did, yeah. So, we had Holiday in Kingston. In fact, we had three Holiday Inns there. I don't know whether the word got round. There's a bit of competition. Yeah. Holiday in Woking, Kingston and Guildford. We had some quite big people there as well. I mean, we had Mercedes-Benz, not Mercedes-Benz World, Tony Perslow, who are the Guildford dealer. We had Metro Bank. I mean, they're quite an exciting new business.
Yes. In fact, they've just... Ben Sheeran has just joined our Rotary Club.
Oh, fantastic.
Actually, bless him. Yeah. So, it's very exciting because they're brand new in the area, aren't they?
It's a very interesting story. In fact, I'm moving my bank account to them there.
Oh, really?
So, well, they've got a great ethos there. They're a people's bank. They borrow and lend. They don't do anything else. They don't have highly complicated futures schemes. And also, one of their mottos is they open at times that their customers want them to be open, not when it suits them. So
you don't have to be a private coots person.
You don't, no. Everyone's a private coots person there, apparently.
Fantastic. Oh, that sounds good. I'll catch up with Ben and have a have an earwig with him, I think. Brilliant. So what are your aspirations for Guildford Means business in the future?
Well, we're going to run the show again. I mean, that's a definite anyway.
Sure.
Just to try and hone it. I mean, we can't really make it any bigger because we sold out all the stands that we had and there's no room for any more stands. So there's no aspirations to grow it and there's nowhere else really to hold it, we don't think, not in the centre of Guildford, in that kind of location. But obviously our aspirations will be to improve it. I mean, I'll be sending out a questionnaire today or tomorrow asking everyone for an honest critique. There are some things we need to improve. I mean, the Wi-Fi was a bit of a didn't really work properly. It wasn't a major problem, but obviously we want that working. Everyone needs to get on the internet now, particularly some people exhibiting. So next year we've already made arrangements to buy in an external Wi-Fi arrangement just for the day of the show. We are considering making it a 2-day show. We've been asked for that. Obviously, potentially that could double the cost. I mean, it won't double it, but we need to look into that as to have a word with G Live and see whether they can be whether we can reason with them a bit, and we may well consider doing that. Quite a few people would like it to be a 2-day show.
Sure, and you had a bit of sponsorship this year as well.
We had the council heavily involved. We don't actually get any financial sponsorship from anyone, but
no,
we have partners. I mean, Surrey Advertiser ran an advertisement for about 5 weeks, which was great. I mean, that all helps. The council... have been fantastic. They've fully backed us. We've had a huge, great banner in the high street, which I don't think anyone else has been allowed to do.
No, I must say, and you couldn't get away from it. It was right there, bang, you couldn't miss that. So that was really good.
That was great.
Also, interestingly, though, Sally said that this year, for the first time, there was a much greater use of social media.
Yeah, I mean, we want to... There's still a lot of people not using it. And the fact of the matter is we had about 800 people yesterday. We've kind of more or less totted it all up, which is more or less what we had last year. But as I say, they were a different calibre of people. They were serious business people. We would have liked more. But it is a fact that if, out of 100 exhibitors, if they all invited 10 people, that would be 1,000 people without the ones that we brought along. So I really want to drive hard and encourage the exhibitors to try and get people along to the show, because obviously, they pay for their stand and they're not expected to, but it's in everyone's interest if they try and help us get more people along.
Exactly. And I noticed one or two people were buying Nikki Creel's to Twitter for business success as well.
Oh, I'm sure they were,
the stand. Well, but I mean, if more people were using Twitter to promote the event and come and see us on the stand, as you say.
You've got to be part of it. And there are still too many businesses who are saying, well, I don't like it, I don't do that. And
I know, I come across it myself. They're afraid of it.
Yeah.
And they think it's just for pop stars to tell everybody what they had for breakfast. And I'm like, no, read this book.
Or absolutely.
Look at this. It really is for serious business users.
Yeah. And I will say, well, you might not like it, but, your customers do and so do your competitors. So the odd one out is you. So unfortunately, they need to get involved in it.
And in terms of North Surrey, because I know you've got, haven't you got Woking connections now?
We've got quite a few networking groups going out, but nearer to your area here at Brooklands FM, we have Woking Connections, which we started quite recently. That's going really well. And we're doing that in partnership with Woking Chamber of Commerce. And that's working really well.
Oh,
we kind of offer the chamber members a deal to come onto our site, and likewise, if they're on our site, they get a deal to join the chamber. So that's working well. I'm talking to Louise Punter at Surrey Chambers of Commerce about doing more with them. We've got a good relationship there, and obviously we've got several other networking groups perhaps slightly out of your area. We've got Godalming, we've got Guildford. Actually, we've got...
Ripley
Connections is at De Vere Horsley Park.
Yes.
And then we've got a ladies-only group, which is at the Yvonne Arnault.
Sure. Brilliant. So yeah. If people want to find out more about the best of Guildford and how to get involved with Guildford Means Business for next year, how would they go about that?
Well, it kind of revolves around our website. So if they type Best of Guildford into Google, we'll pop up. They might see a bright green car driving around, my BMW.
Yes, I've seen that. Looks, it reminds me of an Aero chocolate bar.
Well, it does.
But it stands out and you can't miss it.
It does. I mean,
that's the main thing.
Occasionally my wife has to use it, but she's not too keen to use it for work. But it does stand out. And again, that's another thing I say. I mean, it's a very cheap form of promoting yourself, vehicle wrapping. It's been fantastic. I mean, people spot me all over the place.
Absolutely, yeah.
Sometimes for the wrong reasons, but you know.
Well, no incognito stuff, obviously. All right, brilliant. Paul, thank you so much for coming in and talking to me, and congratulations. Well done.
Thank you, Danny, and I'm really sorry about my phone going off.
Don't worry, it happens. Happens to all the best people. I've even heard it on radio too, so don't worry, no problem at all. All right, thank you very much. That
thank
was
you.
Paul Bridgeland from the Best of Guildford and one of the organisers from Guildford Means Business. Brooklyn's Radio.